All right, are you paying attention? We're about to be introduced to the concept of deep listening. Now, that is a way to play silence against sound, stories and meaning, all those things. Our guides will be architect Kevin O'Brien and Daniel Browning from our very own RN. Now, along with Urban Theatre Projects, they have created Black Box. Now, this is an architect-designed sound pavilion. The intent here is to share First Peoples stories at Sydney's Barangaroo Reserve. Welcome, Kevin and Daniel. Kevin, describe this place, describe this space, describe this structure.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating project and a great opportunity, but it's effectively a pavilion for sound and light that, I mean, goes a long way to enabling a contemporary form of Aboriginal storytelling.
It's quite an attractive looking thing.
Look, it is, and I think that's more an accident, because the main purpose of it was to make the correct setting for Daniel's sound piece to be part of, and also Karen's light work to also complete the whole composition. So ideally, when they all come together, they get you to this point of being able to dream. That's really what's going on.
Daniel, it works in that way, a dreaming space?
Very much so. I mean, what I wanted the sound to do was to kind of, we have so little time to reflect and so little time to think about the spaces other than where we are. So what I've designed is sound atmospheres from all over the continent, brought them in with a mix of spoken word performances, storytelling, poetry, you know, stuff that we just don't get to do. And Kevin has created the perfect space for this, for reflection and for listening. And deep listening, I think, is something, you know, a lot of people practice. In our Aboriginal cultures, a lot of us have words for this practice. And it is a conscious listening, a deep listening, intent listening, not just to the human voice, but to the sounds of your country, listening to the way the water's going, if it's going to dry up, listening to the wild game. It's conscious listening at every level.
That's an interesting idea for non-First Peoples ears. I mean, that's an interesting concept to introduce.
Is it, though? I mean, I wouldn't say that it's unique necessarily.
In this hurried, busy world?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, and this, the Black Box for me is about that kind of just interrupting the flow of your day. And, you know, at the Barangaroo Reserve, there is enormous gentrification. There are jackhammers and construction of a casino. A lot is happening down there on that site. And what they've tried to do is recreate the shoreline, you know, and it was a maritime industrial site. It's been, in a way, that finger of the headland has been rehabilitated and repopulated with native flora. But what I want to do is actually, well, what is the future of this space? Is there an invitation in all of that? When you recreate something, is there an invitation to the First People? What's our place somewhere like that? Do we still have a place? And by putting these voices in the box, I think we're basically saying, yes, well, we are present, we are contemporary, we are still here, and we are all over the continent, yeah.
Kevin, that's a challenge to design around. I mean, how did you set about that thinking?
Oh, look, there were a couple of things that helped get us over the line. I think, just building on what Daniel's saying there, this idea of deep listening is something that is it's an active thing to do. You've got to commit to doing it. But I think also everyone understands the accidental condition, which is when you daydream, and it's one of those moments where you become
only too well.
Yeah, do you know the way? And it's like, you know, you become less aware of time and space, and you're just in this moment. So when you get a brief like that and say, actually, how do you make this thing that makes time and space go away, and you make this other thing, what can it be? And for me, the first thing that came to mind was a conversation I had with a Maori architect, Rui Thompson, back in the early 2000s. He wrote this review of a house by Michael Markham of Field Consultants. And in the middle of this house was an asymmetrical egg-like shape in plan. And I was intrigued by it and found the reference for it was through the architect, was back to a house by a guy called Erik Gunnar Asplund. And it was from Villa Schnellman back in Stockholm. And this particular shape was on the second or on the first floor of a house he did. And it was rumoured to be the perfect room for conversation and ultimately, therefore, for sound. So given that this thing was going to be about sound, that idea just stuck in my mind. And I thought, how can I literally steal that idea through this house that Michael had done back in 2000 and had won the Victorian gold medal back to the original source? How do I take it and in the way of T.S. Eliot, do it in a good way and make it this new thing? So they were the two main, I guess, prompts for the project.
You use some pretty interesting materials and in the way those materials reflect the surrounds as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, and most of that comes out of the first condition, I think, which is to anticipate this state of dreaming. And the great thing about this polycarbonate material that was supplied by Dampelon was that it has this sort of watery quality. When light hits it diffuses light, but it also receives light. And you can change the thing about direct sunlight or artificial light. So what you see in some of the images is that, you know, around sunset, when the sun's hitting it and penetrating it, you get this fabulous kind of watery transparency. And it's those sort of things that I think sit in the mind, and they make the thing interesting immediately because of the material condition. And then what's happened then with the artificial light that Karen's applied to it is that it just takes on this whole other life after dark. So those things can contribute to that multi-sensory experience that we're trying to use as, I guess, mechanisms to help you dream.
And the intent then, Daniel, is to gather within that space.
And I think, you know, it's an intimate space. And in the lighting design, you're triggered by what's going on in the sound. Mm. You're triggered by atmospheres, you're triggered by words. And without the lights, I think it would be less of a multi-sensory experience, obviously. But, you know, we're visual people. We want to see. And what we see seems to have a greater impact. And as someone who works in sound, I'm like, well, you know, the sound is enough. But, but you know, for some people it's not. You know, you are enclosed. You are in a way cut off. And there is something in that. There is a sense of an engagement that you have. There is an invitation to engage with it. And you are kind of more or less sequestered on the headland there. So that's an active process. Mm. The listening has to be active.
Let's have a slightly unisensory process now and just have a little glimpse, an audio glimpse of some of the sounds that you might hear within Black Box. Daniel, and where was that from?
That's the music of a young artist called Kieran, electronic musician, originally also known as Curtis Kennedy. He's from Hilston in the central west of New South Wales. Young man doing extraordinary things with electronic music. Everyone in this project, in terms of the sound, except for one person, that's 10 or 11 artists, are all Aboriginal people. So he's working in a really exciting space, young man of about 20. He's recorded a lot of sounds, I think, on the street. But yeah, Curran's music was the first, he was the first artist I commissioned. And I always imagined that in this box there would be electronic music. And I don't understand entirely why I always wanted electronic music to be front and center. But there is another composer who I also commissioned to make work, a young man called Ryan Clapham. Now, his music is more, he's a jazz duo, so it's jazz, drum and guitar. Mm. And he's composed music from his country, from Brewarrina, and he put a rhythm stick into the Barwon River. And I said, just draw inspiration from where you are, from your country. Bring your country to Barangaroo. And he did. He created this extraordinary suite of three works with guitarist Michael Brady, and the sounds, the spatialization effects that we were able to achieve because of Kevin's design have made this much more than a flattened kind of stereo experience. Like what you're listening to now, bounces between six speakers. It's panning left, panning right, panning here, panning there. It's mind-boggling, you know, the sound engineering that's gone into this.
Remarkably, we do have some of Ryan's music now. Let's listen. some of the sounds that you'll hear within Black Box in Sydney's Barangaroo. The architect who designed the structure is Kevin O'Brien. And Kevin, had you heard any of that music, any of those sounds before you started putting your head around the building?
I hadn't, but hearing it now, it's incredibly familiar. So it is it's kind of what I imagined it would be.
Well, that is a wonderful coincidence. So the invitation is to listen deeply. And the place you can do that is in Sydney's Barangaroo. Black Box is the installation in which you will hear those sounds and you will see that structure created by architect Kevin O'Brien. The sounds gathered, commissioned by Daniel Browning from right here at RN. Black Box, it's open, it's up and running. You can enjoy it from now until June 24. There's a link so you can get all the details on the Blueprint website. Kevin, Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Blueprint here on RN.